Hello, welcome back. In this video, we will be discussing the role of government in a mixed market economy. First, let's define what a mixed market economy is. A mixed market economy is an economy that mixes parts of the command or government-directed economy with the market economy, or an economy that is purely driven by the actions of the markets. A mixed economy sees the government being involved with economic decisions, but still allows many private companies to provide goods and services, right? So the United States is a good example of a mixed market economy. You still have some government involvement. It's not a totally free market economy, but it is as close to a free market economy as you can get with a little government regulation, right? We're not like a socialist government, right, that kind of structures everything, or a communist government that kind of structures and controls and central plans everything, right? The U.S. economy is still very decentralized, but it is driven by some government policy that makes sure that the consumer is protected and that we keep markets free as possible. The role of government in a mixed market economy, the government plays an important role, although limited, right? We're limited role by the government, the role in the economy of any mixed economy. Mixed economies see many decisions made by individual consumers and producers with little input from the government, right? So firms are still able to operate freely, abide by the rules, produce their products, manufacture, distribute and sell. Laissez-faire is the general practice of government in a mixed economy, right? They want to fuel the economy by interest rate, fiscal policy, monetary policy, right? Through taxes and interest rates, the government can control how the economy heats up. They need to cool it down. Obviously, if you want to heat up the economy, cut taxes, lower interest rates, right? People can borrow from the banks for less, cheaper borrowing costs, right? And then if you lower taxes, obviously corporations and firms and entities will have the opportunity to take that capital that they receive from the tax break and reinvest it into their company. Now, there are six roles that the government should be fulfilling in a mixed economy. Let's look at the first one. Maintaining legal and social framework. In a mixed economy, the government maintains legal and social framework, saying that the government will set rules and laws for businesses to work within. But if the business chooses to go outside the lines, the government can impose fines and penalties to force compliance, right? So, they need to, CEO, CFO, board of directors need to make sure that they're in compliance with the government rules, right? Because they will enforce, impose fines and penalties, and not limited to jail time. Protecting private property rights, right, patents, trademarks, etc. Protecting the common good, right? They want to make sure consumers are protected. Obviously, see pollution and safety. Obviously, we don't want the entity, the corporation, whoever it is, that is manufacturing or whatever they're doing to, pollute the earth. We want to make sure that we have, safeguards and regulations against excess pollution, and make sure that the consumer is safe. The FDA is a good example of consumer safety. Number two, maintain competition, right? In a mixed economy, the government maintains competition between firms. The government uses the rules from the previous to protect competition between firms, for instance, using that one company cannot control all aspects of a market, essentially monopoly, right? You see that Microsoft went through an antitrust suit, right? Because they were dominating their space, right? Becoming a monopoly, and they had to face the antitrust suit to ensure that Microsoft stayed competitive with the market. And also, Justice Department review of mergers and acquisitions. If two companies are going to merge, and create one mega company to dominate the space, the government's going to oversee that, and they're going to want to make sure that doesn't happen, because it's not going to promote fair competition. 3, providing goods and services. In a mixed economy, the government provides goods and services that individual businesses can or will not provide. Essentially, electric, water, any kind of utilities, the government's going to make sure that happens, right? The government provides us roads to travel on, schools to attend, other public services that might not otherwise be provided for by the citizenry, right? Airports and seaports, public schools, etc. All right, redistributing income. In a mixed economy, the government sees that income should be redistributed to other members of society. And this is done through the taxation, right? The government redistributes income from the very wealthy to the poor, while not trying to completely redistribute income. Basic services are usually provided with this money, right? So we have the child health care protection, right? So the CHIP program. That is funded through taxation, right? So you have less fortunate families that their children need health insurance. Though it may be an unfunded liability, the CHIP insurance is there to ensure the children have a safety net for their health care, right? Again, food assistance, tax returns, things like that is just redistributing the income, right? You're taking the money from the upper echelon tax bracket, redistributing it down to the tax bracket that's the lowest. Number 5, stabilizing the economy. In a mixed economy, the government wants to maintain a stable economy. The government has the goal of reducing large shifts in the economy with the goal of eliminating things like unemployment and inflation. The government ultimately wants to increase total economic growth, right? So a good mix of interest rate hikes or reduction coupled with taxation, the tax policy is critical, right? So right now in 2018, we see ourselves in a environment where rates are rising and taxes are being cut, right? We'll see how that balances out in the future. As taxes are cut, corporations are going to have excess capital to reinvest in their jobs, into their businesses, and grow jobs, right? But on the flip side, you'll see interest rates are rising, which is going to make borrowing costs more expensive for firms looking to expand. But the hope is that the tax cut will offset the interest rate increase, and so the cost of capital from the interest rate hikes won't be as negative impact as they might be without the tax cut. Correcting for externalities. In a mixed economy, the government wants to correct externalities. The government has the goal of correcting issues that occur in the market, such as fixing costs and benefits of certain actions, as well as fixing any market failure, right? So in 2009, the United States and the world went through a financial crisis. The government stepped in, bailed out General Motors and Chrysler, put the taxpayers on the hook for that, but it was a main staple of the United States. A lot of manufacturing jobs could potentially have been lost, revenue, which would hurt our GDP, and overall production would have went away, and we would have lost GM had that not happened. In that case, the government, the U.S. government, should not be getting in the way and bailing companies out. But we kind of took that under our wing there, and we had to make it happen, because if GM would have went down and would have went bankrupt and belly up, it would have been a lot of jobs. So we wanted to make sure that didn't happen. And then the American Recovery and Investment Act, right? It was basically a huge bailout for banks that were underwater through the real estate crisis, the mortgage-backed security crisis that went on, and subprime lending, those things like that. So these rules that were enacted to ensure that this the Dodd-Frank Act was enacted to kind of curb all of this, right? To make sure that we are sustainable in our lending practices for the big banks, because if they get bloated with a lot of suspect mortgages or make bad loans, We want to prevent, the government wants to prevent another market meltdown like we experienced in 2007-2008.